Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to the NUC NFL Draft Bible Players Spotlight Show.
Welcome back to the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, presented by the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. We've already began gearing up for the 2017 College Gridiron Showcase, as we recently dropped our watch list, which can be viewed at NFLDraftBible.com and or CGSAllStar.com, where it isn't too late to also nominate players for the upcoming game. The 2017 College Gridiron Showcase kicks off on January 7th, and it goes on through January 11th in Bedford, Texas. As always, I am your host, Chris Schanefeld, and it's a pleasure to welcome onto the show this evening Javancy Jones, linebacker and pass rush specialist out of Jackson State University. He's really proven to be a mismatch for opposing teams' offenses, dating back to his freshman year, really, and now he enters his senior season. And with that said, Javancy, I mean, we appreciate you taking some time to chat this evening. Can you believe that this will be your last rodeo at JSU?
No, it still ain't hit me yet. You know, every day I mark on my calendar, like, this is my last day to do this, this is my last day to do that. And it really not hit me. It hasn't hit me yet, and I already know I got to try to go out with a bang.
Absolutely, and we are only 10 weeks away from the start of the college football season. The countdown has begun. Your guys' first game will be September 1st at UNLV. Take us through what you've been doing over the offseason to better your game and to make sure you're ready by the time the season opener comes around.
Well, really, I've been working on my flexibility and getting my heels right so when I bend the corner and go to the quarterback, you know, I always work on my combine drills and my 40 getting stronger, putting a little more meat on my bones, so I can actually have it this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's certainly the expectation for this season, is to wreak havoc. I mean, you've been doing it your first 3 years there at JSU, of course. I'm sure yourself and, of course, everybody else, they don't expect anything differently. Just taking a look at what you were able to do last season, I mean, 107 tackles, 25.5 tackles for loss, and 7.5 sacks. And watching the film and just seeing how you're able to have an impact wherever your coaches decide to line you up at, I mean, whether it is outside linebacker or they put you inside or, you know, maybe sometimes you'll be on that defensive line. It looks like wherever you line up at, you're playing your natural position, which you don't see very often. Is that something that you take pride in, the versatility that you bring to the defense?
Yes, sir. I played in three different defenses. I got here my first year, played in a 4-2-5, my second year, 3-4, this past year, 4-3, and now we're going to have a multiple defensive front end. I just feel as if whoever I line up in front of, no matter where I'm at, my coach put me there for a reason, and I'm giving my all, my whole 110%, I got to give my all, and he put me there for a reason, so I just let God put his soup on my natural, and I just make it do what it do.
Yeah, you absolutely do that. And, again, a very impressive and eye-opening junior season. And, you know, I think people who were able to watch you back as a freshman, it's hard to say that they seen this coming, but you knew that something bright was going to be coming out of you. A very impressive player, you know, a player that would be there for the future. And, obviously, you've had a huge impact on this defense over the years. Now as a team, though, last season, Jackson State, you guys finished 3-8, which was certainly the worst team record that JSU has had in quite some time, certainly since you've been there. Of course, you were a part of the 2012 team that got to the SWAC championship game. What do you think you guys need to do in order to not only make it back to the championship game, but ultimately win it all?
Well, Bill, we just need to continue to buy into our coaching bring to the table. Continue to believe in each other, believe in God, and we already know that, see, God let us make it to the championship our first year of seniors, and he let us see how I feel where it was at the top. Now he put us on the bottom, so now we just got to get our way, hold ourselves, and then climb back up.
And with that, what are your expectations for this coming season? Again, you mentioned it in the opening. I mean, it's your senior year. I know you want to go out with a bang. You want to go out on a high note. What are you expecting out of yourself and your teammates this coming season? Again, coming off that 3-8 season, another new coaching staff is there in place. Do you feel that a SWAC championship game appearance, maybe even a SWAC championship game victory, could be in your guys' future?
Yes, sir. Right now we're kind of busy. The only thing I see right now is December. And I see us in the SWAC championship game. The only thing I feel is just going to stop us is us. And so as long as we keep grinding, believing in what the coach is putting in and believing in each other, I really don't see nobody just stopping us from getting
a footer. Again, he's the Jackson State pass rush specialist, Devante Jones, here on the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase. And Devante, you also mentioned a little bit earlier, this is going to be your fourth new head coach. JSU hired Tony Hughes to be your new head coach. He's coming to you guys after spending 7 seasons over at Mississippi State. Again, your fourth head coach there at Jackson State. Exactly how tough is that to kind of press the reset button and learn a new defense after every year? And how are things going under the new coaching staff so far?
Today, I'm just kind of odd year in and year out. You know, you never get comfortable on one defense. You know, the last couple of games, I had just really got the feel of the last defense, and I knew the plays, but you know how you tweak it a little bit to fit your abilities. And now we got going to the next year, all that in the past. And so far, everything's been going good. I knew Coach Hugh before he even came to Jackson State. He recruited me out of high school. And he's just an awesome guy. He's been there for us since he got to everything that he told us so far. He made it to reality. He's just not telling us a dream, and he got the whole team on him, and we ready for the ride.
Hey, and that's a great thing to hear. Sounds like you guys are on board. And you know, I think that's what makes what you've been able to do over the years even more impressive. You know, you're learning a new defense each and every season. And I'll tell you what, I'm really eager to see what you do this senior season of yours. Is there a different atmosphere in the practices with the new coaching staff, Devante, or is it relatively the same as years past?
New mindset, new mentalities, and everybody has new demeanors. Coach Hugh, he come to practice excited no matter if it rains, it's cold, no matter what, too hot. He's excited. He keep all of us with energy. And if we see our coaches like that, we buy in off him. He's amped up at practice. We turn it up, and we had a great spring. Now we're having a great summer workout.
Absolutely. Certainly great to hear. And again, the first game of the season is against UNLV September 1st. Besides the first game of the season, though, Devante, I mean, is there another game that you have marked on your calendar? Is there a fellow SWAC opponent that you look forward to playing against again in week, or year in and year out?
Well, to be honest, I look forward to playing every game, to be honest. I never know when it's going to be my last, man. So, in the SWAC, it's all of us rivals. It feels like every game is no game bigger than the other one, to be honest. All the fans, they come support it. When we get on the field with each other, it's all respect, but we have fun. And so, right now, though, I'm only focused on UNLV, the first game of the season.
All right, yeah, and you certainly cannot take any opponent lightly. And, you know, in the past, I've interviewed 3 or 4 different JSU Tigers, and coincidentally, they've all been defensive guys. And, of course, including yourself. Now, I'll have to get an offensive player or specifically a running back on sometime soon to answer this question, but I can't have a Jackson State football player on without asking about the great Walter Payton, Devante. I may be biased, but I grew up a Chicago Bears fan, and I have to ask. I mean, you know, in my opinion, Walter Payton, the greatest football player of all time, and of course, he came from Jackson State University. How is he remembered there? I mean, does he come up in conversations a lot among yourself, your teammates, and coaches?
Yeah. It's not a day at Jackson State I don't hear Walter Payton name. And majority of the time, it's me bringing them up. Anytime, you know, I be around players from SEC schools, the Sun Belt Conference, USA, and we always get to talking about the NFL. And then, you know, the swag recently, we haven't had too many people to go to the NFL from this, but everybody going to remember Walter Payton. So anytime we get to arguing and I bring it up, they're like the conversation over. You really can't argue against Walter Payton. He had so much drive for so much hard work, dedication, and sometimes I just go by the Hall of Fame now, and they got his little setup, they got his shoulder pad, his helmet, his pistols. I just see that look like, man, no matter how good he got, all the stories that I heard, he kept pushing, he kept grinding, and that motivated me to let me know no matter how good I get, I could always be better.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the guy on the offensive side of the ball that's able to, you know, inspire and motivate a guy on the defensive side of the ball. So that says a lot right there. Again, in my opinion, the best of all time. But, again, I may be a little biased right there. A couple more questions for you, and then I'll let you go, Javancy. Really do appreciate you taking some time this evening. And to kind of carry back on all the tradition there at Jackson State, I mean, it's a pretty bland question, pretty simple question, but what's it mean to you to be a Jackson State Tiger?
It means a lot. It's just the pride here and the fans. I love our fans. And when I step into Memorial Stadium, I just like milk because the Thunder Boom is playing. They get to rock and the fans, they get to cheering. And even without football, like Jackson State is a great university. My education, the whole environment is a friendly environment. I met different people from different places all over. Not just around the U.S., but out of the country, and it's a great environment to be in.
Well, Javancy, I really do appreciate you taking some time this evening. Again, we're 10 weeks away from the start of the college football season. I certainly cannot wait. It sounds like you can't wait. You sound pretty hyped up over there through the phone lines as well. Again, we really appreciate you taking some time, and hopefully we'll hear back from you again soon. I know that the NFL is something that you have given thought to, and I certainly think that it could be in your future if you continue to keep up the hard work and put up the impressive numbers that you've been putting up in the past. Any final words that we before we let you go?
Nah, but I do want to thank them for allowing me to be in the position I am right now and let everybody know they're on the lookout for Jackson State University this year.
Yeah, I'll certainly be keeping an eye out on you guys, man. Really looking forward to the season and certainly wishing you all the best.
Yes, sir. Thank you.